Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
sit down before we shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to Bible Studies. It's Wednesday night. We thank God for another opportunity that we can come and receive. Amen. Great and mighty the word of God. For change for our lives, to renew our minds daily. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Wednesday night Bible study. We want to go ahead and enter the prayer before we start our study for tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for new mercies and grace, oh God, that you've given us. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you allow us to come boldly to the throne of grace and receive one tonight. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty your word, oh God. Lord, we thank you for revelation and knowledge, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that it will strengthen us, bring blessings and favor to our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be able to answer, amen. Hallelujah. In and out of season, that our words may be seasoned with salt. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, your goodness operating through and about our lives right now. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that our lips will speak blessing, amen, and not curses. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare right now that it is so and it shall be no other way. We come against every hindering spirit on the line tonight, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of manipulation, procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against it right now. We come against every spirit, every familiar spirit, fighting spirit, murmuring, complaining, backbiting spirit right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of distraction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any other spirit that's operating on this line or in us, and in our home, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave our lives in the normal way. And, Brother God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this deliverance to be permanent. Amen. And by faith, we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ as we enter in, oh, Lord. We thank you. But we ask that you allow the lesson that's going forth on tonight and every scripture to take root and manifesting us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and being grappled our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. We thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, let revelation and knowledge flow on tonight through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom. Amen, to apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with faith in the promises of God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. That God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I hope everyone is online tonight that you all can hear me loud and clear. Amen. Again, we thank God for this opportunity because without God, we would not be here if we could thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do. And we continue our lesson study of the power of the blood of Christ, our Lord and Savior, and understanding what the blood of Christ, hallelujah, what it has done, the shed blood of Christ Jesus. You know, when we take our communion, understanding the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And I always like that song, the song, you know, we sing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When we're studying this lesson, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, understand it washes away our sins and makes us whole again. Amen. It redeems us. So if you remember, we didn't go over last week. We said another lesson study. We were talking about the hours of prayer. But today we're getting back on to our lesson study the week before. And you can always go back to play catch up with us. So we're going to talk about it right now about experiencing the full enjoyment of this blessing of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. See, everyone who through faith obtains and share in the atoning merit of the blood of Christ and also has a share in its cleansing power. But the experience of his power to cleanse is for several reasons, and sadly imperfect. So it is therefore our great importance to understand what the conditions are for the full enjoyment of this glorious blessing. Amen. First of all, knowledge is necessary. It is necessary, y'all. Y'all, me being that pardon of sin is all that we receive through the blood, but they ask for and so obtain nothing more. It is a blessing to begin to see that the Holy Spirit of God has a special purpose in making use of different words in Scripture concerning the effects of the blood of Christ Jesus. Then we begin to inquire about their special meaning. So let everyone who truly longs to know what the Lord desires to teach us by this one word, cleansing, attentively compare all the places in Scripture where the word is used, where cleansing is spoken of. So he will soon feel there is more promise to the believer than the removal of guilt. He will begin to understand that cleansing through washing can take away stain. And although he cannot fully explain in what way this takes place, he will, however, be convinced that he may expect a blessed inward operation, hallelujah, of the cleansing away of the effects of sin by the blood of Jesus. The knowledge of this fact is the first condition of experiencing it. Amen. Second, there must be desire. It is to be feared that all Christianity is only too pleased to postpone to a future life the experience of a beatitude that our Lord intended for our earthly lives. Excuse me, I'm a little bit sleepy. I'm trying to shake the sleep off a little bit, so forgive me. When we look in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, in the Beatitudes, you all, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, hallelujah, blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they will see God. Amen. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they will see God. Amen. The heart can, you all, abide every moment under protecting and cleansing power of the blood. See, it is not sufficiently recognized that purity of heart is a characteristic of every child of God. That is the necessary condition of fellowship with him, of the enjoyment of his salvation. There is too little inner longing to be truly, in all things at all times, well-pleasing to the Lord. Sin and the stain of sin trouble us too little. See, God's word comes to us with the promise of blessing that ought to awake all desires. Amen. Believe that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. If you learn how to yield yourself correctly to his operation, it can do great things in you. Should you not desire every hour to experience his glorious cleansing effectiveness to be preserved in spite of your deprived nature from the many stains from which your conscience is constantly accusing you? So may your desires be awakened to long for blessings. Put God to the test to work out in you what he, as the faithful one, has promised, cleansing from all unrighteousness. If you look in 1 John 1 and 9 with me, you all, the system is telling me I only have a few seconds, so we're going to keep on until it hangs up. What happened is when I went in to set the time here, I forgot to click on the minutes. And so the system only gave me 15 minutes, but normally it will give me 15 after. So we're just going to hang on here. And if it hangs up, you all, we'll have to catch back up on next Wednesday. So I'm going to try to wrap here quickly since I forgot to click on what minute. Amen. So if we go to 1 John 1 and 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all
unrighteousness. Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we see here in Scripture and understand now, the third condition, you all, is a willingness to separate yourself from everything that is unclean. So through seeing everything in our natures and in the world is defiled. Now, cleansing cannot take place where there is not an entire separation from and giving up of everything that's unclean. And we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. 2 Corinthians, and you can write this down for the sake of time. 2 Corinthians2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. I must be tired of what I'm really, really feeling. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Amen. Hallelujah. The New King James Version, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says, therefore come out from among those, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. So we see it here in Scripture as God commanded to his chosen ones, hallelujah, I must recognize that all the things that surround me are unclean. So we must recognize that all the things that surround us are unclean. So we have to come out. We have to separate ourselves. My friends, my possessions, my spirit must all be surrendered so that I can be cleansed in each relationship by the precious blood, and so that all the activities of my spirit, soul, and being may experience, amen, a thorough cleaning. Amen. See, he who will keep back anything, however small, cannot obtain the full blessing. He who is willing, you are willing to pay the full price. So as I have his whole being baptized by the blood, is on the way to understand fully this word. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness when we look at 1 John 1 and 7. So if you go to 1 John 1 and 7, we should be good here for another 10 minutes. 1 John 1 and 7. 1 John 1 and 7. Hallelujah. 1 John 1 and 7. Mm-hmm. 1 John 1 and 7. Now it says, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's 1 John 1 and 7 if you're writing it down. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just going back. 1 John 1 and 7. I gave that one on one. Okay, I read that one off. 1 John 1 and 7. The Bible says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Let me repeat that. 1 John 1 and 7. 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See, the last condition is exercising faith in the power of the blood. It is not as if we, through our faith, give the blood its effectiveness. No, the blood always retains its power and effectiveness, but our unbelief closes our hearts and it hinders its operation. Faith is simply the removal of the hindrance, the setting open of our hearts for the divine power by which the living Lord will bestow his blood. So, yes, let us believe that there is cleansing through the blood. You have perhaps seen a spring in the midst of the part you are, of grass, from the much traveled road that runs by that path, dust is constantly falling over the grass that grows by the side of the road. But where the water from the spring falls, in a refreshing and cleansing spray, there is no sign of dust. And everything is green and fresh. Amen. So similarly, you all, the precious blood of Jesus Christ carries on its best work without ceasing in the soul of the believer who by faith takes hold of it. So for him who by faith commits himself to the Lord and believes that this can and will take place, it will be given to him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here. I do apologize to you all tonight because of the system here. I do apologize. I want to get ready to wrap up, but I'm going to give you this before we wrap up. The blood always, you all, retains its power and effectiveness. The heavenly spiritual effects of the blood can be really experienced every moment. Its power is such that I can always abide in the fountain, always dwell in the wombs of my Lord. Believer, come, I entreat you. Put to the test how the blood of Jesus can cleanse your heart from all sin. You know with what joy a weary traveler would bathe in a fresh stream, plunging into the water to experience its cooling, cleansing, strengthening effect. Lift up your eyes and see by faith how fiercely a stream flows from heaven above to earth beneath. It's the blessed spirits, you all. Amen. Of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. How that influence, see, through whom the power of the blood of Jesus flows earthward over souls to heal and to purify them. Oh, place yourself in this stream today. Simply believe that the word in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Have a divine meaning, you all, a deeper meaning, wider than you have ever imagined. Believe that it is the Lord Jesus himself who will cleanse you in his blood and fulfill his promise and power in you. Amen. And consider the cleansing from sin by his blood as a blessing in the daily enjoyment of which you can confidently abide in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity tonight. I do, again, apologize for the short time. But while we still have a little time here, I want to open up the line if you have any questions or comments tonight about what we went over here in our study of lesson, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Understand it never, never, never loses power. And we have to have faith in the blood that Jesus shed for us in order for it to be effective in our life. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments at this time, if you would please press 1. If you would please press 1. Amen. Any questions or comments at this time? Amen. I do again apologize that we have to be cut off here because of the system. My error in the system is saying got to come on off. So I thank God for everyone on tonight. If you have an opportunity to go back and listen or, go over the scripture that we're giving on tonight and understanding what we obtain here in the blood of Christ, the blood that Jesus shed for us. Amen. Back on Calvary. But we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your blood. Amen. Let us pray. If someone has any questions or comments at this time, we're going to be, when we come back here on next Wednesday, amen, refreshed and ready to go, renewed and healed. I decree and declare and victorious. Amen. Already waiting to hear everyone's testimony for what God has done on tonight. Amen. And we'll be going over as we move forward sanctification through the blood. We'll be talking about that on next Wednesday. So let us pray. We Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time. We thank you, Lord God, for the pouring in on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you would increase our faith, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we may receive on tonight the power and effectiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, which he shed for us. Amen. That we shall be cleansed and washed and sanctified, purified by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and receive it. Amen. And having a renewed mind by the blood of Jesus Christ that did it all for us on the cross. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And as we lay down tonight, Father God, and our family members and loved ones, Lord, I pray that you and camp your warring angels and ministering angels around us to minister to us, bringing restoration, healing, and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and protect us, oh God, even as we sleep on tonight, oh God. Let us receive sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep on tonight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Though we leave this live but never your presence, we thank you, oh God, it's you that go before us, oh God, it's you that is with us, that will never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone on tonight. I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday for church service and back here on Wednesday for Bible study. In Jesus' name, remember, Satan is already defeated and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hey, ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my